Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Ravens defense playing a lot better, especially since the bye week. And we've seen some of these rookie class playing better for the Ravens defense as well. And we've talked about them for a while now in terms of a lot was asked of Malachi Starks, Mike Green, and Teddy Buchanan, where they were all essentially day one starters. I know Buchanan wasn't official until week two, and Mike Green, when Van Noy went down and Tavius went down and you traded to Dafe Owe, he's a starter for them right now. Where not ideal, but that's how the roster was built. And we saw these guys, all of them, take their lumps, especially early on. And starting with Malachi Starks, this was someone that, gosh, it seemed like they were doing backflips over during OTAs and mini camp and just raving about
instant leader.
Yeah, about his leadership ability. And I can think back to that John Harbaugh quote where they were, what, in a hotel and he's leading a little practice with the rest of the rookies and picking up this defense early. And heck, especially with DBs, and Lord knows they draft DBs high. Kyle Hamilton wasn't a day one starter. Marlon Humphrey wasn't a day one starter. Nate Wiggins wasn't a day one starter. All of those guys were first round picks.
Derek Queen, not a day one starter.
That's a good point.
Go back to open. No, I'm talking about Derek Queen.
See, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Making a mistake.
No, I know exactly what
I was picking
what
up what he's putting down.
I'm looking right at him. There's no camera on Beltway Bend.
That would have made it better.
I was looking right at him. No, I knew which Queen I was talking about. He's starting now.
I didn't think you made a mistake.
They didn't make the trade just for opening day. They made the trade for the long haul.
Yes.
But anyway. Starks,
good looking out.
He didn't have a single pass defensed until that interception against the Dolphins, and now it's back-to-back games with an interception. And prior to the bye week, quarterbacks went targeting Starks as the closest defender. 13 of 18, 223 yards and a touchdown. Since the bye, 3 for 7, 47 yards, 2 interceptions. And also, I've been impressed with the open field tackling, especially since the bye week two. There was one on Justin Jefferson on a screen pass that could have went for some yardage. But
Over the last 2 weeks for PFF, sorry, Bone, for what it's worth, PFF has him as the highest graded safety over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's playing with a ton of confidence. And then you go to the second round pick, Mike Green. And if you look at his pressure rate on the season, it's not all that good. It's 5.1%. But he's had back-to-back games, or had back-to-back games heading into the bye week in which he didn't even register a pressure. Well, now, since the bye in the three games, 7 pressures, 1.5 sacks, 5 quarterback hits. He had a season-high 4 pressures in that game against the Vikings and a season-high 3 quarterback hits. Also had that tackle for loss
on
the running play. And he's got a TFL in 3 of the past 4 games. And then you get to Teddy Buchanan, where you look at his snap share since the bye week. As you would expect, it's gone down some because of Kyle Hamilton playing in the box so much more, where he was playing 100% of the snaps heading into the bye. Now it's more low 70s, upper 60s, but he still made the most of it. And looking at his pressure numbers, guys, he had three pressures on three pass rush attempts, and he forced a fumble on the kickoff team as well. His 13 pressures, and this is indicative of this pass
where
rush
we
as
are.
A whole, his 13 pressures leads the team. With Adafe Owe no longer on here, and Draymond Jones, obviously his were coming from Tennessee. He's got a 31.7% pressure rate. So it's not like they're blitzing him a ton, but when he does, he gets home. And as a cover guy, he's allowing just over 5 yards per attempt, which is really, really strong. So those three draft picks, now you're starting to really see dividends from them.
Yeah, no, look, the defense has recalibrated, and I think they kind of know who they are, and I think they understand some of their limitations, and they're going to go as far as Kyle Hamilton and some creative blitzing and having the right call at the right time is going to take them. And against a lot of the league who don't have a generational quarterback, it's going to be more than enough. But we'll find out in January if it's enough of enough when the bar gets raised.
Yeah, well, I think we'll see more Kyle Hamilton flashing big time against guys like Dylan Gabriel and Justin Fields the next couple weeks. If it is Fields. Yeah. Coming up next, are the Ravens back? We'll ask our friend, NFL Network's Cynthia Freeland, joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.